You may not be familiar with the name Jeff Henry, but you almost certainly know his company if you live in Texas. Henry is the co-owner of Schlitterbahn, which has four water parks in the Lone Star State. Yesterday, Henry was arrested in Cameron County. The charge, second-degree murder. The indictment stems from a 2016 incident in which a 10-year-old boy named Caleb Schwab was killed while riding the Verrückt, that's a German word for crazy, in the name of a water slide at the Schlitterbahn Park in Kansas City, billed as the tallest in the world. Kansas Attorney General's office also charged the ride's designer, John Schooley, with the same crime. Although these tragedies do happen from time to time in amusement parks, you rarely see the park's operators facing criminal charges, much less murder charges. Steve Vockrott has been following this story for the Kansas City Star. Steve, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the distinction between charging these people with second-degree murder as opposed to a lesser charge like manslaughter?
The second-degree statute in Kansas says that it's either the killing of a human being intentionally or unintentionally, but with such reckless indifference to the value of human life. And the penalties, they could be facing prison time between 9 years and 41 years. It suggests a level of recklessness, legal recklessness, in the death of this 10-year-old boy from a couple of years ago.
What is the legal theory that prosecutors are acting on? You're talking about reckless indifference. What is it that they are claiming?
In the indictments, they paint a picture of the idea and the development of this slide as being spur-of-the-moment idea that they were hoping to get publicity from a television show, and that they ignored any number of safety and industry standards, that they ignored warnings, and that they knew people were getting injured, but didn't do anything to prevent injuries. They didn't do anything to maintain the slide. And so all those factors taken together, it portrays a picture of a company that just didn't heed warnings and knew that their slide had problems and went ahead charging customers to attend the park and ride the slide anyway.
It does strike me as remarkable that we now have criminal charges, indeed murder charges, against some officials with the water park. How unusual is it for park officials to be brought up on charges like these in the aftermath of a death at a park?
It's very unusual. I've talked to some attorneys who've been following the case and have some expertise in both civil and criminal matters. And what they say is that these types of cases are more of a civil matter. In other words, you pursue a claim like this in civil court in a wrongful death case, and that a criminal case in these types of instances is very difficult to prove in court. And in the indictment, they reference some emails, they reference some quotations that were apparently pulled from a reality television show. The company is disputing the nature of some of those quotations, saying, this was a scripted television show. This wasn't, this was sort of a slapdash show where, people were kind of encouraged to
say things that might be hyperbolic, perhaps, about the danger of the ride.
Hyperbolic, but would not reflect their actual mindset.
Indeed, I was going to ask, have you had a chance to talk with the company, and what are they telling you?
The company has been putting out messages and statements saying that they don't believe that this is, essentially saying that they don't believe that this is, any of this rises to the level of criminal conduct.
Is this big news in Kansas City? I mean, is this something, a case that a lot of people are following?
Yeah, it certainly is. I think the death of this boy on the slide in 2016 was substantial news here for a couple of reasons. One, just the nature of the death, given the high profile of the slide. When it opens in 2014, it was the subject of a lot of attention and publicity. And if you drive out there, it's kind of a rolling hills type area, but you see the slide towering for quite a distance. And today it remains sort of a visible reminder of what happened. And now that it's gotten to the point where criminal allegations are involved, certainly multiplied the story.
Steve Vockrott is a reporter for the Kansas City Star. He's been covering this story. Steve, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.